FM 98.3, WJTL, Natalie Grant. Who else? Francesca Battistelli. Beautiful, beautiful. Good morning and happy Tuesday at 7:19.
For today, partly sunny and windy with high in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy with a low getting down to 23. And winning Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 45. Currently, it is 30 degrees in Lancaster.
Our very special guest today from Bible to School, our friend Corey Pennypacker. Corey, we always look forward to you being here. Good morning again.
I look forward to it too. I definitely do.
We love having you here. Tell everybody about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School, we teach parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, we teach them how to teach the Bible in public school during their school day. So not in, but you got to go off site during the public school day and you teach them about God. You give them a Bible lesson about God. And we do this all across the state. We have over 30 schools and the kids come with their lunch and during their lunch and the recess usually.
Yeah.
And they come for an hour once a week.
And you're usually partnering with a church?
Or we are. Yeah. Churches in the community. And we teach people how to do this anywhere in the United States, actually.
And it's a big deal because a lot of your kids are not from a church background.
No, about close to 60% have no church home, which is amazing. So we're teaching about God for the very first time. What a privilege. People ask me all the time, you know, hey, the kids are just inundated with so many negative messages and social media and the news. You know, what can we do? And it's easy, just like it's the answer that's always been. It's give them biblical truth. Give them God's truth. And then they can figure out what's counterfeit out there.
Wow.
So that's what you arm them with, God's word.
You always bring us a God story to tell us how God is working through Bible to School. Do you have a good story for us?
Yes, there was a little girl I just talked to last weekend who she came to Bible to School. She had never heard about God before. She got very excited about it. She accepted Christ as her Savior, which was beautiful.
Yeah.
But then she said, I want to go to church and I want to bring my grandmother. So the grandmother and her started going to church. And then not long after that, she wanted to get baptized. So she drug her grandmother along. Grandmother got baptized too. Couldn't that be a great Sunday morning? A granddaughter and a grandmother getting baptized.
Yeah.
So excited about Jesus. All introduced through Bible to School. And it's so easy to do and so simple. And so we just really want to get the word out to get to do this.
That's a great story. And speaking of great stories, I understand that you've begun doing a podcast that are a real resource for your parents and your families.
Yes, we want to make sure everybody can tell the kids about Jesus. So the podcast is called You Can Tell the Children.
You Can Tell the Children.
Yes.
Love
and
it.
You can find it on our website, BibleToSchool.com. That's BibleToSchool.com. And we literally help people tell the next generation, just have conversations with them, conversation starters. We have people like Alex Kendrick from the Kendrick's Brothers movies was on. He was talking about discipleship. But today we had one drop that was really cool. And your listeners got to take a look at this, is Crystal Woodman Miller. She was a survivor of the Columbine shooting.
Wow.
And she talks about kids, how to talk to kids about fear and how to give them hope and how to have a safe place for them to have conversations. And we want to be
powerful,
very powerful. And very helpful. And so we're trying to resource not only communities or volunteers in Bible to School, but also parents and grandparents just to talk to their kids about Jesus.
Yeah, I understand that the Lisa Landis podcast is your most listened to.
She was the highest download. Yeah, and she talked about kids and Bible songs, and she had all these resources because we love WJTL.
Yeah, that's awesome. Check it out online, BibleToSchool.com. You always need folks who want to volunteer or want to start a Bible to School program at their school.
We do. We do. Contact us at BibleToSchool.com. That's Bible, the number two, school.com. If you have a flexible schedule, you have 2 hours in your week to be somebody who tells kids about Jesus, we would love that. And then if you don't have a program and you're near you, talk to us and we can help you get that conversation started.
And you have a list of all the schools you're in there as well.
Yes, it's on our website as well.
Check it out, BibleToSchool.com. Corey, we love when you come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day. Jeremy Riddle, back to the music. This is In Your Light. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ, community, music.